Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Now, in this episode, we're looking at Cardano, just kind of, well, as the title says, a beginner's guide to Cardano. And this article is by Yitik Huang, and it's dated February 24th, but I still think it's a great article. Cardano is one of these coins that's up and coming, in my opinion, not financial advice, of course, but it sees itself as a competitor to the Ethereum platform. And we've talked so many times on this podcast about the different uses for cryptocurrency. You have store value, such as Bitcoin, which a lot of people see as digital gold. You have cash utility, say, using various cryptocurrencies for cash transactions, whether that's Bitcoin Cash, Dogecoin, or a host of others. And then you have this whole newer breed of crypto based on the Ethereum platform, and now we have the Cardano, where you have whole blockchains set up to function as immutable contracts, and that can take in everything from stock trading to forex trading to commodities trading to any kind of contract you can think of that can be administered without people. It's really a pretty fantastic idea when you think about it. How things will settle out in this sector of the cryptocurrency remains to be seen, but a lot of work is being done, and a lot of progress seems to be being made in spite of setbacks here and there. Now, this article starts off, it says, a beginner's guide to Cardano, and then it says, a brief introduction to the third generation proof-of-stake blockchain platform aiming to dethrone Ethereum as the go-to blockchain infrastructure layer. Now, it says, since the summer of 2020, DeFi assets saw explosive growth, riding on the coattails of the latest Bitcoin bull rally. Then in early February, DeFi projects surpassed the milestone of $1 billion total value locked. Given that most DeFi projects build on top of Ethereum's infrastructure, Ethereum seemed to further cement its dominance as the default blockchain provider. However, network congestion due to rising demand, along with high gas prices to interact with Ethereum's network, has put Ethereum's scalability back into question. And this is, if you follow this at all, you know that there's been times when people have been trying to buy or sell our Ethereum, and they've had to pay what they felt like were really outrageous fees, what they call gas prices. And so there's some things that are going on there with Ethereum that some people aren't exactly excited about. And that's when Cardano comes along and says, well, maybe more of a centralized centralized alternative, but we can do it cheaper. We'll have to see. Now, it goes on here. It says, Cardano is a proof-of-stake blockchain platform aiming to address the performance and scalability concerns lingering in the legacy blockchain projects like Bitcoin and Ethereum. It's often cast as an Ethereum killer, but before we discuss its potential to dethrone Ethereum, let's dive deeper into the technology and an upcoming roadmap. And then the next title says, what is Cardano? Cardano is a blockchain platform started in 2015 by Charles Hoskinson, who was one of the early developers of Ethereum and also the co-founder of BitShares. One of the defining characteristics of Cardano is its focus on transparent research and evidence-based development. In fact, it's the first blockchain project to be peer-reviewed. The name Cardano is homage to the Italian mathematician Girolamo Cardano. Cardano's native asset, ADA, is named after Ada Lovelace, who is often credited as one of the first computer programmers. Like Ether, ADA is both a digital token and means to transact on Cardano network. About 57.6% of the max 45 billion AD supply was distributed in 2017 ICO. The development of Cardano is overseen by three separate organizations, the Cardano Foundation, the IOHK, and the Emergo. And it goes on here and says, Cardano architecture. Charles Hoskin describes Cardano as a third generation blockchain, with Bitcoin and Ethereum being first and second generation blockchains. In Bitcoin, the first generation blockchain proved out the concept of a decentralized network to validate transactions without a trusted third party. a second generation blockchain like Ethereum introduced the idea of a smart contract whereby programs can fulfill transactions upon conditions being met. While the institutional adoption of Bitcoin as digital gold and the continued rise of the DeFi applications validate the success of these older blockchains, they're not without problems. Mainly, Hoskin categorizes them in issues with scalability, interoperability, and sustainability. Now, as far as scalability says, it says currently Bitcoin and Ethereum can only process 5 to 15 transactions per second because every fully participating node must process every transaction to come in consensus. Thus, the network cannot scale simply by adding more resources. Also, as the blockchain grows, it begins to see the need to compress or prune old data. So you see what's happening. What they're talking about there with Bitcoin is basically it's like balancing a checkbook. But you're not just balancing this week's checks. You're balancing this year's and this decade's. And as that blockchain grows, and they're going through it having to validate that entire blockchain again, it becomes it takes longer and longer to do. Now here it says interoperability. While we have wrapped Bitcoin and oracles to help bridge them, gap between various blockchain networks, we still have fragile links between the blockchain realm and traditional financial world. Centralized exchanges like Coinbase currently bridge that gap, but the integration is not seamless. And he goes on with sustainability. Blockchain projects have a poor governance model where disputes have led to hard forks, i.e. Ethereum Classic, Bitcoin Cash. This further exacerbates the interoperability issue. Furthermore, beyond a big ICO or VC funding event, various projects have struggled to find sustainable ways to grow the ecosystem and further invest in their infrastructure. Now, they claim that Cardano wants to solve these problems, that it employs a layered blockchain architecture, that it has a consensus protocol, that they have introduced sharing the proof of stake system, that it interacts with other blockchains, and that finally it has a hard fork combinator that allows for smooth transitions between hard forks without interruptions. And then they have their roadmap here, and it starts off in September 2017. It says Byron Era focused on foundational components, launched in 2020, where the hard fork staking rewards transition from federated outboroughs to a decentralized model, and then it goes through Gauguin, Bashus, and Voltaire. And basically the review says that by focusing on rigorous research, Cardano decided on a slower, gradual rollout model. Supporters of Cardano view this as a competitive advantage that allows them to reliably test out the technology for massive scale. Now, it's a pretty good article overall, and I think it does a good job of explaining where Cardano has come from, what it's trying to do. Basically, what you have here is you have a slightly more centralized version of a blockchain compared to Ethereum. Now, it's going to be something to watch. Who's going to win? Who's going to become the market leader here? Or will these two blockchains, Ethereum and Cardano, be able to coexist with each other? Coinbase has already mentioned blockchains like Cardano as a future competitor in the cryptocurrency trading market. But Cardano seems to have a lot bigger plans than just trading cryptocurrency. They seem like they're coming forward and saying, hey, these are the things that are wrong with the Ethereum-based platform. This is where the problems are happening at. And this is what we are doing as an organization to solve those problems, to rectify the situations by bringing a little bit of centralization into this decentralized, immutable blockchain. Whether they can do it or not remains to be seen, but Cardano has been a fun coin to watch. We've talked about this coin, the coin price growing, you know, from less than pennies to, I think, $1.39 per token here recently. So they have experienced explosive growth, exponential growth even. Whether they'll be able to maintain that remains to be seen. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.